Chapter 35. More Meters. After playing violin for the famous cellist Gregor Piatigorsky, Albert Einstein asked, "Did I play well?" Piatigorsky answered, "You played relatively well." More than 4/4. The majority of music has the quarter note as its pulse and is in a duple meter. The top number is divisible by 2. But there are a whole lot of great pieces of music out there that have different pulses, and even some with an odd meter. Remember way back in Chapter 6 when we went over meters for the first time? The top number tells you how many beats are in a measure, and the bottom number tells you which note gets one beat. For a refresher, listen to Chapter 6, Meter and Time Signature. Let's check out some new, interesting meters. Cut time, a la Brev, or 2-2 time. This is a very common meter. It's typically shown as a symbol, a C with a slash through it, which you can see on the website. But it can also be written out 2/2. The top number tells you there are 2 beats in each measure, and the bottom number tells you that the half note gets 1 beat. Remember, one way to show 4/4 time, the most common time signature, is with a capital C. The symbol for cut time is the same idea, but with a slash dividing the C in half. Get it? Essentially, all note lengths in cut time are cut in half from what you know. The beat is now represented by the half note, not the quarter note, as in standard 4/4 time. So, whole notes act like half notes, 2 beats. Half notes act like quarters, 1 beat. Quarters act like eighths, half of a beat, etc. Because of this, the counting is a little different, but the foot tap is the same. In example 1 on this book's website, your foot hits the floor on the numbers as usual. And here's the count for example 1. 1 and 2 and a 1, 2 e and a, and 1. Or another way, 1 and 2 and 1, 2 e and a, and 1, 2. 6-8 time. 6-8 time is fairly common and one of the more confusing basic time signatures, but I'll break it down for you so it's easy to understand. First of all, from the top number, you know that there will be 6 beats per measure. And the bottom number tells you that the eighth note gets 1 beat. It's the eighth note getting the beat that's a little confusing. This throws everything out of whack from what you're used to. Eighth notes get 1 beat, quarter notes get 2 beats, dotted quarters get 3, half notes get 4, and dotted half notes get 6. There are no whole notes in this time signature because they're too long. In this meter, changing how the eighth notes are barred is an option that will quickly convey the pattern. In example 2, I've grouped the eighth notes in twos. Below, in example 3, they're grouped in threes. The music in example 2 is a slight variation on what is probably a familiar melody. Count it, sing it, play it. You would count example 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4. Of course, that just gives you the rhythm. You have to play it, or sing it, to get the melody and see if you know what song it is. Simple 6-8 versus compound 6-8. If that's all there were to 6-8 time, it would be much easier to understand, but there's more. The example above is in simple 6-8 time, also called slow 6-8 time. What you see in simple 6-8 is what you get. The eighth note gets 1 beat, and there are 6 beats per measure. Not too complicated. Compound 6-8, or fast 6-8, is counted differently and has a different feel. In compound 6-8, the beat is the dotted quarter note. To get this feel, try the following. Say the numbers 1 through 6 at a quick, rhythmic pace and give emphasis to the numbers 1 and 4, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. So in fast or compound 6-8 time, there are only 2 beats per measure that fall on 8th notes 1 and 4. Making each beat subdivided into 3 eighth notes. They sound like triplets. Remember triplets from Chapter 10? 6-8 time is counted with the following syllables. 1 and a, 2 and a, 1 and a, 2 and a, etc. It sounds like triplets because the beats are divided into 3 parts. Your foot hits the floor on the numbers as usual. Dotted quarter notes get 1 beat. Let's use the same song that we used in example 2 for example 3. Example 3, which you can find on the website, will go more quickly, the eighth notes will be grouped in threes, and it will be counted a little differently. Since you know the melody from the above example, right? You know the melody. Notice how changing the grouping and metric feel alters the nature of the melody. Pretty cool, right? And here's how you would count example 3. 1 and a 2 and a 1, 1 and a 2 and a 1 da 2. Compound 6/8 has a triplet feel. Your foot taps down with the numbers, and remember that the pulse is now a dotted quarter note. Try counting it out loud, first at a comfortable tempo, then speed it up, sing it, and play it. Odd meters. Occasionally, you'll hear or see music in an odd meter. When you listen to it, the clue is that it's difficult to find the metric pulse. You might be able to find the beat easily, but that one that is so strong in most music can be difficult to find. If you can find the beat, you'll notice that the musical phrase seems to shift around. Odd meter pieces can be difficult to tap your foot with, even if you know the meter. An odd meter has an odd number greater than 3 as the top number of that time signature. In example 4 are some examples of the more common odd meters, except for the very last one, which is not common at all. The first 4 are the most common odd meters, but that shouldn't stop you from understanding or writing a piece in 11/8 or 13/4 or whatever. And in example 4, you can see a measure of 5/4, a measure of 7/4, a measure of 5/8, a measure of 7/8, and a measure of 11/4. The counting for odd meters is the same as the more familiar meters, but with a different number of beats per measure. And just as 6/8 time has a compound version, most odd meters also have strong and weak beats. The cool thing is that because the number of beats in the measure is odd, these meters have a wonderfully less regular feel than you're used to hearing. Sting is an artist who likes to use odd meters. Check out 10 Summoner's Tales for a few examples. I'll put an example of one of those songs on this book's website. Most odd meters are grouped in 2s and 3s, and often there will be directions above the meter or in the meter itself telling you what this grouping is, as in example 5 and 6 on this page. In the first, example 5, this is a meter with a 5 on top. A meter with a 5 on top, either 5/4 or 5/8, can be grouped as 2 plus 3, counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or grouped as 3 plus 2, counted as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the count is the same, but you're emphasizing a different note in the measure. And if you look at example 5, you'll notice that in the first case, beats 1 and 3 are accented. In the second case, beats 1 and 4 are accented. Now, you might not see this accent in a piece like that. It's put here just to illustrate how that beat can shift. To hear a master of odd meters, listen to some Dave Brubeck, especially the tune Take 5 in straight 5/4 time, or Blue Rondo a la Turk in compound 9/8 time, grouped 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-3, as you can easily see below in example 6. One technique that makes this tune so cool is that in the last measure of the 8-bar phrase, the grouping changes to 3 groups of 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Check out this chapter's page on the website to listen to a sample of the tune in which you can hear this quite clearly. It's a great tune. In fact, the whole album is perfect for this chapter because on it, the musicians experiment with odd time signatures. Moving on. Congratulations. After you complete the final review, you're done. And in a sense, you've just gotten started. It's been a long haul, and don't be surprised if you forget a lot of what you learned. It's perfectly normal. If you do forget some things, now you know where to go to find the answers you need. The more you use this information, the more it's going to stick in your memory. The only thing left is the review for this chapter and the review for Part 7. Chapter 35, Study Guide. Number 1. What is the numerical time signature for cut time? That is 2/2, 2 over 2. Number 2, how many beats does a whole note get in cut time? It gets 2 beats. Number 3, how many eighth notes are in 1 beat of cut time? There are 4. Number 4, how would 4 quarter notes be counted in cut time? They'd be counted 1 and 2 and. Number 5. Which note gets 1 beat in slow 6/8 time? That would be the 8th note. Number 6. How many beats are in each measure of slow 6/8 time? There are six. Number 7. How many beats do quarter notes get in slow 6/8 time? Quarter notes get 2 beats in slow 6/8. Number 8. How many beats do dotted half rests get in slow 6/8 time? Those get 6 beats, full measure. Number 9. How many beats are in a measure of compound or fast 6/8 time? There are 2 beats in a measure of compound or fast 6/8 time. Number 10. Which rhythm gets 1 beat in fast 6/8 time? That would be the dotted quarter note. Number 11. What is the counting for a measure of eighth notes in fast 6/8? You could use anything. What I use here is 1 anda, 2 anda. Number 12. How are the beats in 5/4 time grouped? They're normally grouped 2 plus 3 or 3 plus 2. Of course, you can get creative with it and group it however you like. Number 13. How are the beats in 7/8 time grouped? Again, they're normally grouped 2 plus 2 plus 3, or 3 plus 2 plus 2, or 2 plus 3 plus 2, but again, you can get creative with it and make your own grouping. Number 14. How do you tell if a song or piece of music you're listening to is in an odd meter? When you find the beat, the beginning of musical phrases will seem to shift around. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Write out an 8-measure melody in 5/4 time. You can either make one up or transcribe one, like Dave Brubeck's Take 5. You can get the MP3 for this or watch the video on this book's website. Number 2. Charles Ives, a groundbreaking composer from the U.S., often used 2 meters at once in a piece of music. Write a 10-measure harmony to part number 1 above, but use 4/4 time. So that would be 10 measures of 4/4 time equals 8 measures of 5/4 time. Find a friend and sing and play what you've written. Number 3. Think of another combination of meters like 2/4 and 3/4 or whatever, and compose another piece that will begin and end at the same time. You can print the blank staves from this book's website. There's also a link to a very cool site where you can experiment with different meters, different beats. And you can find that link on the website also.